Good evening. It's no secret. I make it no secret. This is my favorite service of the entire year. I feel like I've been invited to my own little party here. I love this service. I know some of you requested non-smoking rows here, but I'm sorry we couldn't accommodate. I hope you're fine. You know, it's that time of the calendar year when we listen to some particular music we may not listen to the rest of the year, some of our favorites. I know for me, Christmas would not be Christmas without Handel's Messiah. And thank you for the gift that you gave us before this service started, all of you. It was a triumph and just lovely. So thank you to Usag, our music minister, in the choir. The instruments that were here, if you were here for it, you know what I mean. Well, there may be other songs or music for you that bring about the understanding and spirit of Christmas. I don't know, maybe it's rocking around the Christmas tree. Maybe it's something we'll sing today. Are we going to sing rocking around the Christmas tree? No, I don't think that's on the slate. So I want to start really by talking about one of my favorites. 1963, Willie Nelson wrote his famous Christmas song, Pretty Paper. Ironically, although he would make it somewhat famous, it was actually made a hit by West Texas crooner Roy Orbison. Now, the song is based on a true story that Willie tells. It's the story of a crippled man who had lost his legs, who would sat on a wheeled cart in front of Leonard's department store in Fort Worth, Texas. He sold wrapping paper and ribbons. Now, the man fascinated Willie. The song lyrics, as I said, they're true because the man would work diligently from his cart, crying out, "Pretty paper for sale, pretty paper." It's also true that many of the shoppers caught up in their holiday rush ignored him. And Willie, as he watched, couldn't help but feel sorry for the guy. Well, one evening, standing across the street, Willie caught a glimpse of the man. It was cold, it was raining, and this fellow was trying to cover his wares with a cloth, and he was struggling to do it. So Willie began to cross the street to go help him, when all of a sudden, a car pulled up right in front of this fella. It was a brand new, top of the line, baby blue Cadillac. A woman got out of the driver's seat, gave the man a kiss, gathered up the wares, put them in the seat, gathered him up, seemingly light as a feather, put him inside the car, and off they drove. And Willie looked at this somewhat amazed, and someone else on the street said, "I guess it's a nice job if you can get it." Well, things are not always what they seem. Things are not always what they appear. First appearance deceives many. Sometimes it's only later that we perceive what actually may be happening. For example, a firefly is not a fly, it's a beetle. A silkworm is not a worm, it's a caterpillar. A lead pencil contains no lead, it's graphite. A peanut is not a nut, you know this, it's a legume. I've been told on good authority over here that an English horn is not English, and it's not a horn. It's a French alto oboe. And a guinea pig is neither from Guinea nor a pig, but it's a rodent from South America. Things are not always what they seem or what they appear. I'm bringing good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign. You'll find a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger. We can hear that story and want to escape in the nostalgia sometimes and the niceties of Christmas, but often with one foot in the real world, it can seem like everything from our lives to the world itself is spinning out of control. The headlines that we see, the violence, the retribution in the world that goes around about us, it seems like that's going to win. That maybe we're slated to lose. And it's in times like these that we need to hear the Christmas story afresh and remember that things are not always what they seem. You see, the Christmas message at its core is about union. God come to earth, the healing of ourselves and the world through Christ. Really, I've contemplated over a number of years. I've preached a number of Christmas Eve sermons, and I always want to come up with some new clever angle, some new special meditation on Christ's birth. But I don't have one because there really is only one message. I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you born this day in the city of David is a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Now, for many of us who grew up in the Christian faith or in church, this story and those words might have become so familiar that our ears no longer hear them. Yeah, unto us is born, I know how to finish that sentence. But this is a personal message from God to His children. It was given with special delivery. The gospel passage that we heard today, those words that I just spoke to you, if you look at, to see what happens right after that, the heavenly hosts, the multitudes of celestial messengers cannot contain themselves, and the heavens burst open and erupt with accolades of praise, telling God's story. And this time of year, I try to wrap my head around this, and I know when we contemplate God and time, we automatically, our brains go tilt. But I think about these heavenly hosts, the celestial messengers, and how long they've waited for this moment in time. This is it. This is what the whole story is about. Heaven and earth come together. This is the purpose, the conception of God is to join His children. And once it happens, they can't let the heavens contain them and they burst out. Glory to God in the highest. God's highest and grandest intention in the heavens, dovetailed upon earth in unbroken, incarnate oneness. In this human, born in Bethlehem, in doing so, God exhibits His delight in humanity. He's come as one of us. So despite the chaotic headlines, the pressing deadlines, the story's not over. The story is not over. God's redeeming love, the power of His redeeming love, it hasn't been ultimately stolen by the Grinch. It's not been replaced with a lump of coal in your stocking. The gift of redeeming love is still there. Things are not always what they seem. And as we gather with family and friends, maybe over the next hours and the next days, we should absolutely celebrate the warmth of being together. The food, the drink, the gifts, the music, the games, the stories that we tell. All of these joys are mere reflections of the glorious promise of a child born to save his people. More going on than we might notice. How often do we still notice him? And hear these words, God breaking in to give us the gift of life. Well, if you know Willie's song, I see some echoes in this man on the street and this babe in a manger. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not, much too busy. You're in a hurry, my, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Again, tomorrow morning as we celebrate, this Christmas there is a present wrapped for the entire world, but specifically and especially for you. Our God, our Savior's message does exclaim, I love you. But instead of being wrapped in pretty paper, it's wrapped in flesh and bone. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, and authority rests on his shoulders, and he's named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I know, but this is what I'm hearing. Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news. Great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And that opening line from Paul to Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. Well, on behalf this evening, on behalf of our Savior and Willie, Merry Christmas.